I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Quickly, my newest favorite, dude.
Dude, me too. What really helped was Brennan Crick's synopsis of it on Twitter. He like retweeted an episode. It was like, you ever want to hear a guy with one of the harshest Philly accents ever just try to discuss historical events?
Yeah, dude, that's I saw it. That, and that came out of nowhere too. Because I mean, we all lived together with Crick or whatever. Oh, yeah. I didn't know where, you know, because that ended a certain ended kind weird. Of way. I was that a little out of, I was a lot of hand.
It's your mortal enemy.
No, not anymore. You know, I saw him in Philly like saw him in Philly like a year before that, and then we were supposed to get coffee, but then it just fell apart.
You and Crick getting coffee?
Fucking
good
stunning
Lord.
On him, bro.
I didn't mean to. I didn't. And then that tweet came out of nowhere. I was like, "This is so nice." Yeah. All right.
Well, it
you.
Is funny. It is funny. It's a great podcast.
How's the Barn Dogs? I never fucks with the Barn Dogs.
Barn
podcast.
Dogs good.
Barn
he's
Dogs. I know he's the man.
Yeah.
I haven't fucked with his podcast.
Him and Nick Oldershaw are out there.
Gotcha.
Out in L.A. balling out.
Barn Dogs a fucking man.
Writing for the Hard Times.
That's what's up.
Shout out Hard Times.
Whoa. Hard Times. Real sorry for accusing you guys of stealing jokes.
That oh
like
yeah, I heard
90.
That.
Yeah, feel
that
bad
was
about
a little
that.
Well, I wasn't actually times. Like. Seriously accusing him. I remember just being like, I just like talking shit.
It was funny because I was getting on a train to go to a show, and I looked at my fucking Twitter. Mm-hmm. And the guy that owns Hard Times like publicly just butt fucked me. And I just looked at my phone. And I was like, whatever. This is just every single day. I don't care. And then
he,
I like
he butt fucked you.
He like talked some shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take
and
it back.
Then I was like, what the fuck's he upset? I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, we did talk shit for no reason. Yeah. I'll give him that. He got I like DM'd and was like, for real, my bad, dude.
Yeah.
Like I know people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wrong there.
Well, someone just showed it
down,
and I was like, yeah. Well, I like saw it, and I was like, clearly, I was like, wow, joke thievery. And then like I saw the tweet with like four other people who had said the same exact thing within like a 3-year span. And I was like,
I think I think they're very hypersensitive to that.
I was about to say
because of the Onion.
True.
It's like, you know.
Oh, because
the Onion, they're also a just made up,
like a fake funny news source.
Fictional news source. Yeah,
yeah, it's one of those things. Oh. You see,
so they
someone
get like a little sensitive if you.
They might trade writers too. I mean, if you're somebody who's writing for one. Sorry, guys, there's some good analysis coming in here. Let me tell you about how show business works. I just started a podcast.
No, they're,
it's been about a month. I got locked down.
They're Burger King, like Mickey D's. Is the Onion. They're Burger King.
Yeah, they're sick ass Burger King.
Yeah,
people like the BK.
I like the flame broiler whopper.
Love
nothing
it.
Wrong with it.
BK broiler.
Also, writing funny news is hardly, you know, maybe the Onion started it, but I'm sure there's other people.
Yeah. There.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can't fast food. I text you. I got caught in a drive-thru, a fast food drive-thru, and I text you the next day. I was like, I can never do this shit.
Yeah.
What happened?
Ever again. And all right. So, like, I did a show, and I drove a couple comics up, whatever. It was fine, right? We all do sets, whatever. I drove up, right? And I'm sick. Okay. This is during Princess Diana time. Yeah. I think I might have texted you about it, too.
Yeah.
And, like, they were like, do you want to hang out? Like, I don't drink anymore. It's like, no, I don't really want to hang out. Let's go. You know? Come on.
Yeah.
And on the way home, and I like this guy. I like both dudes. But, like, the one dude was like, can we stop at, like, McDonald's? And, like, I'm driving.
Who was it?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want names.
He has to go to McDonald's. It's no big deal.
Yeah, anyway, so we go to McDonald's.
Keeping names out of your mouth.
So, you know, he little kidded you.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm like his son now. So I'm driving him through.
No, no, you're the dad.
You're the dad. He's begging for McDonald's.
You're begging for Mickey D's. You're daddy.
I get it. He was controlling me, though. I wanted to go home. So I had a dark time in that fucking drive-thru.
No.
Like, no. I couldn't.
True. It's kind of dick to be like,
I was like, let's just turn in. And as I whipped the Honda Fit in there, I was like, fucking, it took forever. People were asking questions in front of me in the drive-thru. I'm like, you deserve to be here, dude. You're here with the people who ask questions in a drive-thru now, man. This is where the fuck you are. I texted you the next day. I was like,
what do you get?
I don't remember. Hamburgers or some shit, and then extra
hamburgers.
Fries.
I would have denied it. I would have been like, no. I'm like, I'm not letting my friend eat that junk.
Wish. I thought I was that guy who could do that, and I was just like, nope, we're turning. Sounds good.
No, I get it. If you're driving other comics to a show and somebody's like, hey, can we stop? It's nuts to say no.
It'd be so funny. You'd be like, there? No, you guys can't eat that.
Now, don't get me wrong. When me and O'Connor are going somewhere, I delight in saying no to any of his ideas.
Yes.
But like, hey, can we stop there? I'm like, Christopher.
Like, but no, that's
full
like,
dad.
That's like banter, you know? That's, you know,
oh,
you know
to,
that,
I forgot to bring this up on the regular cast.
What?
Me and him drove up to Buffalo this weekend. He was fucking flying the whole time. And he never saw a cop on the side of the road. Like, every cop that we'd pass, I'd have to be like, cop, there's a cop up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, the whole time. I was like, how am I the only one spotting these cops? He's like, I'm fine. He's like, I'm not speeding. Like, don't even worry. Instead of just being like, oh, yeah, my bad. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to the side of the road. He's like, no, I'm not speeding. Like, that's why I'm not slowing down. I'm like, dude, you're going to 80 in a 65. Like, they're going to get you.
He's a Connecticut boy. He's telling you, he's going like, 80, I drive these roads.
Yeah. He's going 80 in a 65. And he was like, so then I was like, dude, you're definitely speeding. And he was like, I think my speedometer's off about 8 miles per hour. And I was like, just admit your speed. This is crazy.
He was serious about that?
He was serious.
He was going to go automotive like, knowledge
on
you.
Did he lift his hand off the steering wheel and be like, I'm off by about 8 miles per hour?
And it was also funny because he was like, I leaned to look at the speedometer and he was like, well, you're at a bad angle. Oh. And then we both realized like they're designed, you know how they're elevated? So it's actually elevated so the passenger can see.
Yeah.
This what the exact speed is at that angle. So it was like.
Was that the BMW?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys were having conversations about like the mechanics of like, a speedometer?
You're just speeding. Just say you're speeding. Like, don't just be like, no, I'm not. And then be like, the speedometer's off 8 miles an hour.
Plus the angular.
Plus the angle. Like, you're just missing this thing entirely. And then we get to.
Because you can feel when you're going fast in a car.
Yeah. I mean, I could. No, we're also. I'm sitting next to him. Like, I can see. The angle isn't ridiculous. Like, I can see the speedometer.
Is it just going you and him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hell for him.
And the radio's broke. So all we're doing, we're just fighting for six hours. Dude. That's every car ride. And then we pass a fucking speed limit sign that has a radar on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like checking his speedometer, looking at the radar.
Oh, God.
And I was like, 47, dude. I knew you were fucking, I knew you're lying about that speedometer. He's like, you're off, you're wrong about, like, he kept denying.
Oh.
Then finally, he speeds past another cop. I checked his speed while he was speed past the cop. He got pulled over. And I was like, when you passed him, you were at 81, bro. Let's see what this fucker gives you. Comes back, gave him 79, which was generous.
Okay. He saved him out from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, dude, he gave you exact, like.
How was his roadside manner with the officer?
Good question.
What do you think? How do you think Chris handles his law enforcement?
He's probably a little disrespectful.
A little disrespectful.
Was he kind of being like, what the fuck, man?
Were
you there to be like, Chris, have some respect for the officer?
Yeah. The whole time.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Oh, my God.
Of course, you know, as soon as the cop walked away, I was like, is that how you talk to people, dude? That's crazy.
Were you there to tell the cop, like, yo, sorry about my friend?
No, I didn't go that hard. But I was laughing.
Because that's like,
there.
You get a ticket. It's like, see, that's when the fun stops.
Yeah.
I was in a car one time with a guy, and I was like, dude, make a left up here. Miss all this traffic. He's like, I don't think I make a left. I'm like, make a fucking left. And he got pulled over, and I was like, sorry.
Yeah, I owe you
like,
on
I
that
swear
one.
They never fucking pull people over.
But no, on that, I was like,
we didn't talk the rest of the day.
I was like, I'll split it. I'll split the ticket with you.
Yeah.
Because I was in there. But,
did he take it?
The what?
Did he take your split or second? No.
There wasn't a price on the ticket for how much it was worth. I think you got to plead guilty for them to.
Damn.
Yeah, I was like, I'd just be more upset about the fucking paperwork you have to do now.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, he's the guy, the cop was like, you can say not guilty. That'll help. Yeah. He's like, they'll knock it down. They're not going to do anything. Like, he was hooking him up.
State trooper, too.
State trooper dropped it from 80, over 80, dropped it down to 79, so it wasn't as harsh a ticket.
Yeah.
And Akani's still like,
that's nice of him, too.
Here's my fucking registration.
he was disrespectful to the first responders?
He's a petulant child.
Damn.
No, he was fine.
Yeah, of course.
He was slightly. But the one time I got pulled over, I was very disrespectful.
I was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you saw me when we got pulled over by that one. I was laughing in his face the whole time.
Well, that was different.
I was just howling, laughing at this guy.
We were ped stopped. We were just smoked weed. And
was
he
this
fucking,
on that Southern run like a couple years ago?
Yeah. We smoked weed out of this like ridiculously elaborate bowl that I brought. So this thing was like 9 inches long. It was humongous. And he ran across the street, and of course the car that was like not even that close.
Hold
but, like
on. Just me?
You weren't I didn't run. I was on the other side.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't
right.
join you.
That's right. I was like, this thing has some distance.
Yeah.
I can go. I think I was a little slower, and that thing fucking came up hot.
The car, was flying. Yeah, it was a cop. So it was a young cop. He was flying. So he flew up on Shannon. You did have the room.
Yeah.
But it was just happened to be a cop who saw someone jaywalking and sped towards the person jaywalking.
And it was very late at night.
Really late.
And me and you were like in hoodies running around.
Hoodies. We're high. So then, like,
and we were high, and I'm already very paranoid, and I saw that fucker circle around, and I was just like, oh, dude, fuck this.
And then I just walked across the street, like, I guess I'm in trouble too now. So I walked over there and was okay. Like, hey, and he's like, get up, move your pockets. I was like, here, I have a bowl. You can, he like pulled it on the hood of the car.
Oh,
and,
man.
And Shane kept fucking laughing in this guy's face. Like, the guy would turn around, and Shane would be like,
I was like, what a fag, dude.
I kept, like, every time he'd look away, I'd be like, dude, this cop's such a fucking pussy.
Yo, he was so stoned. There was a cop, and I'm like, Shane, stop. Shane, stop.
Dude, why? He's going to give us a ticket anyway. Who gives a fuck? This guy's a fucking
I
pussy.
I thought we could get out of the ticket. I was like, stop, dude. I think we can get out of this. Dude, he kept laughing at this guy. Then finally, the older cop.
Yeah, another cop showed up. A different cop pulled up and was just like, oh, you got him for jaywalking? Nice, dude.
And he started laughing.
And
this cop was like, all right, I'm going to let you guys go. I had to like ask a 24-year-old, like, can I have my bowl back?
The 24-year-old was like, get to bed.
Yeah.
That was like an order. He was like, you guys get to
get
then
back.
Then
we to lingered
hotel.
Around and hit
then the we, then we like, just, we're like, he told us to walk straight back to our
hotel. He did. He told us to go to bed.
Yeah, we were like, we got to sneak out and go to get some sweet treats. We like snuck out to get like gummy worms.
Yeah, dude. We secret Scottied against the order of the law.
The law tried to prevent us from Scottying.
We were on Scotty probation.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's funny. O'Connor drives a little fast, too. Do you know when we all went to Notre Dame that time, we banned Six from driving.
Why?
Yeah, it's a sore spot. I almost didn't talk about this. Yeah, we've never talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, he got pissed in the car. It was, dude, we were driving back in like Jumanji rain. No. Yeah, we just told him to stop. Me and Kyle were like, we're gonna fucking die, dude. He was going like 90.
He's a speeder.
95. Not a big deal,
dude. I love it.
Not a big deal. In the Honda Fit, in a fucking torrential downpour, and like country roads, but they're still windy,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys both are like, dude, stop, pull over.
There's a mutiny. Yeah. There's a mutiny.
There was a
against
mutiny.
Captain
there was
Beezer.
A couple eye contacts.
And then you were down in the hold, whispering at night, like, we gotta take control of the ship.
And then we were like, rest stop in Ohio. Let's just rest stop. And then like, I was like, oh, I'll drive. I'll take over. Don't worry about it. It was like a sword. Yeah.
That was a mutiny against Captain Huger, dude.
His leg was shaking going 150.
Dude, he didn't want to admit it. It's a small car, though, man. It's like a Mario Kart.
Yeah, dude. That's funny because Kyla is a fucking nightmare. She drives exactly like every Philly person that's like,
she's hype, so much better.
Gets on every single person's ass. Fucking lay on the horn on people's ass. Like, dude, I've driven up to New York with her while she's driving, just like, just gripping the fucking
That's something I'm working on with Brittany, where I'm like, you know, you don't have to be in like a series of confrontational events while
it's
you
all
drive.
Confrontation.
It's just like a nonstop being like, what the fuck's this? Why the fuck would they do? It's like, you're in their way. You're the person behind you saying the same thing about you. You're all in each other's way. Everybody wants to get where they're going. Just stop.
And that's how you end up with a Princess Di situation. Ooh. Which leads us to the Woodman.
What would you like to know?
To the Woodpile.
That's still
Woodpile. The first episode.
No. You're the Woodpile.
No, don't tell him.
Sorry.
You're the Woodpile.
I can't. If it's about, what is that?
You're the Woodpile.
I don't know. His haircut. You can't. You
I know
can't
exactly.
If this is internet jargon, don't fucking tell me at all. Whatever's you're, going on.
Look, just if
yeah,
I you
we'll
refer,
tell you at the end.
Just refer to yourself and your fans as the Woodpile.
That's fine. That's useful.
If you listen to oral presentations, you're part of the Woodpile.
Lifetime learners. That's what I'll say about those guys. That's
true.
True. They learn the doctrine.
Low pressure learning, dude.
Yeah, they love something like this.
Fuck, I have no idea what that means. Fuck.
You'll find out. And you fit the bill, my friend.
Okay. That's fine.
Dude,
your podcast does rule. I was painting my third floor, and they're just like, you put them on, it's like 40 minutes.
Tell
like,
them what the Woodpile is.
The Woodpile, this is the Wes Watson sweatshirt my brother bought me.
Okay.
The Woodpile is like a white prison group.
Oh, no, dude.
The woods are like, they're called the Peckerwoods, so they're like not part of the Aryan Brotherhood, but they're like a lesser, they're like a smaller, they're like a smaller car.
Oh boy,
yeah, they're the Honda Fits of the white supremacists. So,
but yo, I mean, every fucking prison gang is supreme. They're very racially oriented, so
just so happens, man. You and your fans.
No, that's but fun. If we were to let you go and you were to start calling your guys as the Woodpile, you guys would be affiliated with a fucking Aryan Brotherhood spinoff.
Oh, God.
So that's why we told you. We're not going to let you
No, his fans are definitely... I mean, everybody that comes from this podcast are going to call themselves the Woodpile, for sure.
I don't know.
Which is not good. We don't need any more of this association.
Here's what I will say. So you guys shouted me out on the Ponzi episode, right? You guys retweeted that, right? And so when you guys did that, I knew the next topic was Princess Diana. And I knew that, like, all right, man, you got to sell them on this, dude. If the dogs come over, like, you can't abandon ship on this topic. Like, we already had this pick, so, like, make Princess Diana.
That was a great episode.
I liked it. It's my favorite one. Weird as shit.
My favorite episode, the first one was so, dude, the story of the first one is about the 1904 Olympics water polo.
Give us a summary of each. We're going to walk through each episode. Quick summary. Flash summary.
That you already have out.
Okay. All right.
Episode 1. Episode 1,
1904 Olympics. It's just a complete clusterfuck. And I wanted a topic that, like, I know I could make interesting. So I picked that one because it ends in a marathon race.
Dude.
And it ends with a Cuban mailman who fucking... Dude. Bro, he fucking crowdsourced his way into the Olympics. He has no money, right? So he told all of Cuba, like, I'm going to run around Cuba. Give me some money. And they were like, we love you, right? So he takes all this fucking loot. He's poor as fuck his whole life. He goes to St. Louis and just blacks out for a week, dude. He gets there. He's not training. He's fucking blacking out and gambling, dude.
He was their runner?
Yeah, he was represented from Cuba. They were like, go for it. And, like, there's no camera. So he just gets to St. Louis, like, yo, fuck all this, dude.
Yeah.
He blacks out. He wakes up from, like, a blackout. He hasn't eaten for 2 days. Yeah. But he's like, fuck, I got to run this thing. The whole nation expects me to run.
My favorite, he doesn't have athletic gear, so he's wearing like a suit.
He's wearing his dress pants and he's like been with hookers with it, shit, dude. He's been a mess. He just gets scissors, cuts his dress pants, fucking runs it. He's got no food. He begs food off people during the race, dude. Yeah,
that's my favorite. He had no money. He ran out of money, so he was literally asking. He was begging for food during the Olympic marathon race,
just off of cars, waving people down, like, yo, can I get some peaches? He's gonna fall. Like, he has to stop and take a nap at one point because he eats apples off a tree and they make him sick.
Yeah, he climbed up an apple orchard tree and ate the. And then he passed out.
In the race is happening. He's like, yo, apple tree time. Fucking apple.
He fueled up. He stopped.
He fueled up, but it made him sick. So he had to go. He goes to sleep. He's unconscious during an Olympic event. Wakes up from a fucking nap and then trots into the stadium. Gets fourth place.
What?
Fourth, dude. Out of like 15. 32 started. A lot of people were just like, fuck it.
Everyone quit.
A lot of people didn't finish, dude.
Everyone quit.
A lot of people were like part-timers.
Dude, there was a kid who, when I did track in grade school, this dude was, it was pretty fucking weird, but his mom would give him money for, like, you'd hit the snack bar. Because the track meets are like 9 hours long. So his mom would give him like $4 and quarters to, like, get his sustenance, basically to eat apples during, like, the meet. And this dude would not trust anyone around his money, so he would run the 800 with like $4 and quarters in his pocket. And he would see his pocket just fucking swinging as he ran. And he'd have one hand on all of his quarters, and he would slowly run the 800.
The hedgehog, dude. Yeah. He was Sonic.
He would fucking hold all of his money, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And you see his, you know when, like, you have sweatshirt or like gym shorts? If you have something heavy enough, your pocket just drops out the bottom of your thing. So he just had like a thing of quarters knocking his knee as he jogged. Dude, this dude made fourth place.
Dude, my sisters ran cross country, and they were on the same team. And one event, like, went through like some trees, and they were like next to each other running. And then when they got in the trees, they got into a fist fight with each other.
Fuck.
And fought their way out of the trees. Like, in front of people, parents were watching, and then these two girls came out of the trees. Like, fuck.
I want to run cross country just so I can cheat like an 80s bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, like, the guy in the 1904 Olympics cheated. He got in a car.
Second place, dude. Technically, he gave up.
He got in a car.
He gave up, dude. I think he was from New York. He brought a buddy down there, and they had a hard time finding St. Louis. Nobody knew where the fuck St. Louis was. It was supposed to be in Chicago. So, like, he's running, and, like, he gives up after, like, 9 miles. He's like, yo, dude, fuck it. I'm getting the car. So they drive around, and he, like, apologizes. And then they're at the stadium. He's like, all right, well, I guess I'll finish it up. But, like, nobody knows he got in a car. So he goes in the stadium. People are like, oh, fuck, dude. First place. Oh, like, they give him the gold medal, and, like, only at the fucking ceremony of the, like, the president's daughter is gonna put a wreath on him on the Olympic podium, and he leans in and he's like, yeah, I fucking cheated. You know, my bad, I got in the car.
So,
dude,
they gave him second place.
They gave him second.
which that sucks. I was listening to it and I was bummed out, because technically the Cubans should have got a medal,
dude. That
he should have got bronze.
Oh, that's,
he should have got
that's
third.
A good point.
He could have gone back with a medal.
So he tortoise. He tortoised this thing.
He tortoised the hair, dude. The hair was out partying.
The hair took a
tortoise.
Car.
Really tortoise. Took a fucking
nap. I love the redemption so much because he gets to go back and tell him, like, yeah, dude, I had special running pants on from America. They weren't my dress pants. Yeah. That's fine.
And then the 1904 Olympics also had a horse.
Yeah, dude,
that was my favorite. That was my favorite.
That's episode two. It was so weird when I found it. So the guy who put on the Olympics doesn't fucking know about sports. He was just like a shitty booker. So the first thing he booked was this psychic horse that could speak English named Jim Key. Because that dude was doing like arena gigs in 1904. Yeah. So they booked him. And then that's what episode two is like, how the fuck? Because I judged it in episode one. I was like, they're definitely just beating the fuck out of that thing. It was like animal abuse.
Yeah.
So then episode two, I was like, how'd they actually do that? And that's the story in episode two, where it's just this black dude who made a bunch of money in the Civil War. Fucking, he got caught for treason and just won a bunch of money off the guards in the prison in the North. So they didn't kill him. They liked him a lot.
Yeah.
He buys like a horse Disneyland, breeds a fucking horse, and then just hangs out with it for 9 years until it kind of like learns just through trial and error how to answer questions. And he doesn't even know why it works. But eventually he's just like, all right, I'm going to go sell opium liniment. I'm going to bring this horse. And so he just does live gigs, and his merch is opium. He makes a ton of money.
Heroin.
He tricked the entire country. He tricked like Harvard scientists, basically.
Yeah, yeah. They brought in sixth graders at the 1904 Olympics. He ties with sixth graders. Everybody loses their mind.
The 1904 Olympics must have been so fun. Fuck, also, man, we forgot to mention it was 7 months.
Yeah, it was 7 months.
That's how long the games were.
Were they really?
He was just making shit up. He didn't know anything about the sport. He was like, all right, we're going to do shows for 7 months, dude. Nice. He was making up events. They had like a tug of war.
Also, dude, you referred to it as the FYE festival the
entire
time.
Yeah, there's
going
to be some mistakes in this podcast. Heads up.
Now, I want you to know I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I didn't even know you were trying to say Fire Festival.
Right?
I thought, I was like, FYE, isn't that the like electronics store? Yeah.
I don't know. I follow 155. Again, it's drifting away, though. Like, I'll still watch it for the storylines of it, but ever since I fucked my body up, it's like kind of bums me out to watch it a little bit. Honestly, because it's like, oh, not that I could ever
do it.
Up? Oh, I have like my back's like fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
From
like,
what?
I go get injections in like a week. Again.
Cortisol?
Yeah, I'm going to get another round of them.
How often do you get cortisol?
I had one and then
just from work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and like my left leg's tingling right now.
Shit.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's good. You'll be all right.
But whatever. What are you going to do?
What's the official diagnosis?
I have a herniated L5-S1.
So you got to get back surgery?
Maybe. Or hopefully we fix it.
Or just ride it out, dude. Have a fun.
Well, how are you going to fix it? Yoga?
Yeah. The first injections I got, I swam 16 miles a day all of November and the first 2 weeks of December until I got sick. Because my doctor was like, yeah, dude, just swim. It'll fix itself. So I was hauling ass. And even at the end, I started kickboarding because I wasn't using my lower body.
That's what's up?
Oh, no, it's not. No, go to a public pool and ask for a kickboard, dude. That is not what's up, dude.
Yeah, I guess I haven't done that since I was a child.
You were motoring around?
When I was a little kid.
No, and that's another thing. You're not motoring around. Once you get over, like, I got to ask this young 18-year-old lifeguard girl for a fucking kickboard and I look like me. Then once they give you, you're bad at kickboarding. You're not motoring around, dude. You're fucked up.
How was your splash? Were you splashing in other lanes?
Oh, dude, I was splashing everybody.
You're like a tugboat.
Your head's out of water when you kickboard, too. So I'm just looking. I just fucking can make eye contact with this young girl. Dude, I'm a 33-year-old man.
Imagine looking in the pool, like opening the door. All right.
Dude, I was just laughing.
So you open the door into the pool, and that makes a noise. So Woods just like turns his head, and you guys just make eye contact as soon as you enter the room.
I'm kickboarding poorly,
just staring while you're kickboarding.
And there's male lifeguards, there's like young dudes who definitely are talking shit. I just made eye contact. I was like, oh yeah, like, by the
I
end
might
of it,
go
like,
I might show up.
Dude, you gotta get fast at kickboarding to where no one can talk shit.
True.
If you're just smoking people on the board,
dude, it was so hard to ask for that kickboard. I'm like proud of myself for doing that.
Fuck yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, this is embarrassing. Fuck.
Is there any areas you could skimboard on like the side? Is there any like spillover?
I don't know. All my brain's concerned with is making friends.
Die. Dude, bring a boogie board and just put a leash on your ankle, and they'll be like, yeah, this guy's
bring
serious.
Your own weirder, dude.
I just threw out.
I'm going to bring my own kickboard.
Hard bottom boogie board, bro, and a rash guard.
I just threw out your boogie board last week.
Oh, you threw my fucking boogie board? Wait,
I
that was my skimboard.
In my trunk. I had a skimboard in my trunk.
Yeah, you threw my skimboard out?
Yeah, I forgot it was
fuck?
In there. It was on the base of my trunk.
Yeah, I forgot too.
When Katie gave me all those clothes to give to you.
Can't believe
I like
you threw
opened
my
trunk
board out,
and I was
bro.
Like, well, how do I have all this shit in here? There's a skimboard. I was like, where is this shit? I was like, oh yeah, Matt.
We're down at where was that? Not Daytona Beach. It was North Carolina Beach.
No, you're thinking Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. That's what it was. Yeah, South Carolina. Yeah, I bought a skimboard and I was skimming. I was fucking shredding.
You're shredding, dude. I was filming it.
Yeah, I was shredding. I was like,
that was gnarly.
Yeah, I was shredding like a
was that the same thing when you guys got caught with the weed? The yeah, same run? Same trip. Dude, and that sounded like a weed, fun fucking trip.
It was a really fun trip. Then we pass blocked on the beach.
Yeah, that was so fucking funny.
Set up just two dudes. It was like cold out.
I had a bright pink Myrtle Beach bathing suit.
We drew lines in the sand and I was pass blocking them.
That was so funny.
No one else. Just two dudes.
That was it.
There
was
like, block. Then we went to the water park. My tiny penis was out for all the kids.
We made a full beach day out of a day. Like people were wearing like Land's End zip ups, walking Yorkies across the beach.
Oh, 50 degrees.
We were like shirts off, pass blocking.
They definitely thought you were a gay couple.
For sure.
They definitely thought you were like Myrtle Beach having fun.
Well, we were pass blocking, so that might have thrown
off. Oh, so fun.
And I was skimming. I was skimboarding, etc.
Oh,
man. If just somebody, some like dude like smoking a cigarette out on his porch just was like you could see down at the beach, just two dudes, one of them skimboarding, one of them filming, then they stop, draw lines in the sand and start pass blocking. It's like, who are these guys? Yeah, it was like ISIS training. 100% ISIS training, bro.
True.
We've talked about it on here before, but I was just telling O'Connor about it when we were driving the water park. Dude, because we drove past a water park, like a giant one in New York, and he was like, we should hit that. I was like, dude, it sounds fun, but as two adult men going to a water park alone, it is a jarring experience.
I had fun.
I did too. I mean, it was fun.
I hear what you're saying. We were also in like a hotel. We were in the one where like there was all pretty much little kids.
It was all little kids and their parents on the chairs like watching. I was wearing gym shorts with no underwear. The first time I got wet, my dick was just hanging out.
It was vacuum sealed.
We didn't bring it. Yeah, it was vacuum sealed. Perfect. Just my tiny dick sticking out. And we didn't bring towels. So we had to use hotel towels. So I was it couldn't go around me. I was just holding it over my dick walking around.
Oh, man.
Then, the fucking slide. Getting in the slide, like, I laid my tube down. You know that, like, the pool at the top where you sit and then you go? I sat, and the thing just sank straight to, like, I was just sitting on the floor. I'm fucking huge. And some fucking 14-year-old lifeguard had to push me. And then right away there was a curve. Like right when you go down, there was a turn right away that I immediately flipped off.
Oh, in sight of the 14-year-old.
Yes. Just he pushed me and I flipped. Oh. The tube went down. So I was just sliding down, laughing the whole. And then I landed in the pool and I was like, Matt, you got to get me a towel, dude. My dick's out.
Dude, I came out first and just came out to this like a parent like thinking I was their kid like. Looking at me, and I popped out. They were just like, what the fuck, man?
Like a mullet. You had, like, long hair.
Yeah, you did. You had a fucking mullet.
I was poorly received at all levels down south. For the most part, I would come out on stage and just disappoint everybody in the room. Be like, all right, next comedian.
I would go out and just bury that fucking headliner.
I know.
Every night.
Oh, my God. It was
by,
so
like, the fourth show, he was just doing my bits.
They stole his act. It was
so
hilarious.
Funny.
Oh, it's so funny. Yeah.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
Did you just do other shit and still crush him?
No, I was doing he would do the bits after me.
He would follow him up and just use his act and be like, that was funny. Remember this, guys? And everyone like, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I remember that happened to you once at Punchline when we were living in the house together. I don't want to name who it was.
Oh, yeah. I got him fucking a couple things clipped, but, you know, since eased up. Ever since I accused fucking whatever.
Yeah. It's not like all of our... it's not like the jokes were the most original.
Yeah.
The jokes are like, black guys have bigger dicks.
Yeah.
Than white guys.
Well, no,
that's
guy,
like my act.
That guy
he
blatantly
just,
quoted
he was
you.
Just kept talking
he was
about
a musician.
It.
He was a musical comedian.
Oh, okay.
So he would be like... And he would like, say whatever Shane's one of his punchlines were. He would just start when he would start bombing. He would start singing Shane's punchlines, and people would just laugh.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was real fucking bizarre.
Yeah, dude,
it was funny though. We just sat there and laughed.
That musical comedians can crush though with like a
they can.
Lot.
They can. Yeah,
like the, yeah. The guy.
Until they don't, and then it gets real sad.
Yeah.
When you see them start to falter, it was just like.
Well, that's the guy who passed away when we were living together, Ramus or whatever, was a fucking guitar comic, and he had good songs. And we rolled around, did like VFW gigs and shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like his good friend, and so like, but I remember I would talk to him about bombing, and he's like, dude, when I bomb, it's 3 minutes long. Like, I can't get out.
Well, it's coupled with the anxiety of playing an instrument.
Yeah. Like,
so, dude, yeah.
But you can't bail on a bit, dude. It's a song.
Yeah, when he would, I would quit right away.
Dude, imagine a puppet, comic. That bombing?
Ooh.
Like, you're doing voices for somebody that's not fucking funny? It would be funny to blame him for bombing.
And then start
you're
saying,
fucking bombing, dude. No, you are. Your life's a- well, then, it, I mean, if they were that funny, they wouldn't
have
be.
Have you ever seen a bad puppet comic? I mean, you know. Yeah, I worked with Otto and George when I was really early on. He fucking crushed
it. The club I was at was talking about how there's a puppet comic coming, and I was like, and they were like shitting on it, and I was like, dude, that show's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a funny show to be in the room for.
Yeah.
That and, like, I mean, magician comics bombing. That dude.
Gemini.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to name him. Yeah, dude.
Gemini. He's
Gemini.
So funny.
He has a fucking, like,
hammered.
He has like a scion that's wrapped. He gets fucked up. He has a scion that's wrapped with his face. Comedy magician.
He's like a magi, dude. He fucking has the salts, and then he's fucking good to go.
Dude, he just drives home drunk in a fucking thing wrapped. The comedy magician is fucking. Yeah, man, he was
getting a DUI in a wrapped comedy magician car. must just suck.
I would saw myself in half.
You really got to think about letting him go if you're that cop, dude.
My next trick, I'm going to disappear forever. I was like,